Much of Bohemia, the western half of the Czech Republic, lies in a basin. Traditionally, the creation of the Bohemian Basin has been ascribed to plate tectonics, but is that theory correct? Geologist Petr Reilich told this week's edition of TIDEN magazine that he believes the Bohemian Basin may have originated rather differently. He says shots taken from space suggest it may have been caused by a huge meteorite hitting this part of the world around 2 billion years ago. Jan Wellinger spoke to Professor Reilich.
Traditional explanation for the structure called Czech Massif is thought to be of plate tectonics origin. It means as a product of collision between several microplates in the period of 380 million years to 320 million years. And this explanation was published first in 1992-93.
And what has led you to think that indeed the massif might have a different origin?
The impulse was study of space photographs done by American astronomers Professor Papagiannis and Dr. Bass, which firstly mentioned unusual circular form of Czech massif, and they published several reports and abstracts considering the Czech massif as a very big meteoritic crater, which is so big that it could not be observed from the Earth's surface. The explanation we came up to now that 2 billion years ago, the meteorite, approximately 20 kilometers in diameter, struck the Earth's surface and produced the meteoritic crater up to 300 kilometers in diameter, which was later solidified and shaped to the present shape of the Czech massif.
And if one were to compare the impact of a meteorite such as this one?
It would be comparable to thousands of atomic bombs blast at the same time. We have found several lines of evidence. The first is maybe the occurrence of pseudotachylite brecciated veins, similar to outcrops in another crater in Sudbury in Canada and to crater Weatherford in South Africa. There were small diamonds found close to the border with Germany. There are shocked garnets in the rocks and the shape of the massif, a circular shape. So these are the main lines of evidence. For me personally, I am very persuaded that it's a best working hypothesis for the explanation of Czech massif.
That was Professor Petr Reilich talking to my colleague Jan Wellinger.